each one of you may believe that the Holy Ghost can work through you as he wills, at any time he desires, so you may take a step in the Spirit today from the natural to the realm of the Spirit and become empowered of the Spirit to minister in a new way. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, "Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagan, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who's speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Verse 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. Verse 11, all these things are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. 1 Corinthians 12 tells us about the working of the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 speaks of love, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14 goes on to clarify the gifts of the Spirit, especially the gift of prophecy. In the original language of the Bible, there were no chapter definitions. There were no verses placed in. So 1 Corinthians 12, 13 and 14 were really speaking on the one subject of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's not by accident that right in the very center where man has delineated and defined verses and chapters that we read of the power and motivation of love. Every one of us desires to be empowered by the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but when I'm ministering to people, when I'm listening to their needs, when they come for prayer, I don't want to give them my opinion. I don't desire to give them my advice or my perspective. I want to give them something from God that will change their circumstance. Something from heaven that will break through spiritual opposition. Something that will bring the mind and heart of the Father. They don't need my opinion, and people don't need your opinion. They need to hear from heaven, because one word from heaven will change our life forever. Amen? Even one single word will change a circumstance and change our heart. And each one of us desires to flow in the Holy Spirit. Each one of us desires to walk in that dimension of God whereby we are not limited to our own experience of a situation or our own knowledge or understanding. We desire to be vessels of the Holy Spirit, but we will only be, excuse me, is that cake going down? I'm sorry, it went past and I said to Raywin, I didn't get a cake. She got one for me. We all desire to be used of the Holy Spirit in that dimension, amen? We all desire to do that, but we're not going to do that without the love of God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is good, gracious, merciful, kind, and most of all, he is loving. The prime motive or the prime heart attribute of God, whether he be manifest as God Almighty, Jesus or the Holy Spirit, is love. And it's not by accident that the love chapter is placed right in the very center of the teaching and the encouragement to move out in the gifts of the Spirit. You can read a book or you can study the word and study out the various gifts that are spoken of, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the gifts of miracles and healing and faith and discerning of spirits, prophecy. You can study that out, but you can't study out love. You can only choose to walk in love. And love is the motivation, the very love of God that we flow in the gifts of the Spirit. So if you're desiring to flow in the gifts, the very first thing you need to do is to walk in the love of God. If you don't have the love of God, what you bring is going to be hard, harsh, cutting, and cruel. It won't fulfill what God has called you to do. And many times we seek the gift and not the giver. I want to encourage you today, we're going to pray before we finish for a release of the gifts to come to this fellowship. But I'm encouraging you to seek the Holy Spirit, to not just seek Him when you have to pray for someone or there's a need that you need to minister into, but to seek to walk with Him. God says in the Old Testament, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is present with us at all times, manifest in the Holy Spirit walking with us. When Jesus left the earth, the book of John tells us that the Father gave us another comforter, a teacher, the Spirit of truth, a guide, a counselor. Whether we feel like it or not, as we live out our daily life, the Holy Ghost is right there with us, and you will grow in the gifts of the Spirit as you cultivate relationship with Him, as you speak to Him and listen to Him, as you heed His advice and His counsel, as you learn the language of the Spirit. The language of the Spirit is peace and lack of peace, is joy and lack of joy, is waiting and watching for the slightest moving of the Spirit. You know, I want to know how things work. I just don't want to haphazardly hope that the ministry I bring to individuals may be effective. I want to know that the Holy Spirit is moving beyond my natural limitations and flowing to meet the needs of that person at the very root of that situation. But I must walk with the Holy Spirit. And I felt as I was praying this morning that there are some of you here today that feel that even though you know the theology that the Spirit of God walks with you, that God says He never leaves you or forsake you, I felt that particularly there were many women here who felt that you really do feel alone in decision making, alone in responsibility, alone in carrying the load. And I guess even more than the release of the gifts of the Spirit into your lives today and into the life of this fellowship to empower you, my heart is that each one of us would come to a greater revelation that we walk with the Holy Spirit of God. That we not only walk in His presence, but God Himself walks with us every day. And if we but say, Father, what would you have me do in this situation? Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, if I'm stepping out of turn or if I'm grieving you, you pull me back. You speak to me. And if you will but do that, the Spirit of God will come to you in a new way. He waits for an opening and an invitation of relationship. He desires intimacy with us. Yet many times we do not desire intimacy with Him. I went to see a film recently and I was sitting in the theatre and I won't tell you which film. It was kind of like a war. It was a boys' film, a war film. And, you know, I thought it was just about, you know, gladiator type combat thing, you know. I was taken there, so I didn't actually get to choose. And it was the Brad Pitt one. Okay, you all know what it is now. And anyway, I was with my fiancé, and we're sitting there. We're sitting there, and we're watching the film, and all of a sudden this scene comes on, and I went, oh, what? And I slapped my hands over his face and slapped the hands over my face, and I said, I thought it was about war. And he said, well, that's what I thought it was about. And we saw that this scene, and I said, am I looking at what I think I'm looking at? And I said, what do we do? Do we go or do we stay? And he said, oh, well, let's just wait a minute. And, you know, people behind us were laughing because we're sort of, you know, my hand's over his. And I'm saying, you can watch now. And he's saying, well, you can watch now. And then there was this second scene, and we went, oh, well, should we leave? You know, my mind's thinking, well, we paid for this. And, you know, it became this great dilemma. The world found nothing wrong with it. I found it truly offensive. And now, don't go to see the film just to see what Nola found offensive, okay? Because if you do, you'll know within the first 5 minutes. You know, and we had to decide, were we going to get up and leave? If you want the power of the Holy Spirit working through your life, if you want the Holy Spirit to be pleased to walk with you, then there will be limitations that God brings around about your life as to what you see, what you hear, how you walk, your heart attitudes. Guard your heart. Protect the anointing. Keep your spirit well. And don't be afraid to say to people, you may go do that, but really I don't want to see that. I don't want to do that. And I stay in a lot of homes, and when you're in a home, you go with the flow of that home. You don't try to kind of disrupt the family. You go with the flow. And these people were watching a horror film. And I just said to this woman, you got a real creepy spirit, and I don't want to be around this. I'm going to pray. Now, there are homes you can't say that in. Well, you just have to very gently excuse yourself and go off to your room and do your own thing. But I just said it straight out to her. I said, have you always had this problem? She was American, so you know you can say that. They like it in your face. Well, they do. Aussies like it in your face too, so. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. What I'm saying to you, if I could say in a sentence, would be, Holy Spirit desires to use each one of us in the gifts that will bless the body and bless the earth, that will empower us to minister in the realm of the Spirit by the power of the Spirit. But he will only use us frequently, consistently, powerfully, as we desire or walk with him such as we have never had. I'm talking about a level of intimacy with the Holy Spirit of God that you've never touched before. There is a new level for us. I believe that. I believe that the eldership were led of the Lord to teach about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because the Father is wanting to bring a release of power into this fellowship. Many of you have experienced in the last 12 to 18 months many trials and much character dealing. God has been preparing you. He didn't send the attacks. That some of the circumstances that have come have not been initiated in heaven, but there's been that burning of the Holy Spirit, of the dross and the rubbish that's been around your hearts. And some of you have been preparing for a new ministry of the Spirit of God that you've desired to flow in. Some of you have found that there's a new clarity in worship and a new clarity in your walk with the Lord and hearing him. And it's not something to be contained within your own life, but it's for the purpose of being an instrument of the Most High. And it is time for the gifts to be released in this fellowship in great power. Not that you would consume the gifts, and not that you would be just looking for a high of the Holy Spirit, but that you would go out. I believe that teams will go out from this church to hospitals, to lay hands upon people, to prisons, to mental institutions. There's a gift of compassion that God has placed upon this fellowship of believers. There's a heart, an expression of God's heart that is placed within each one of you for the earth outside. And so I believe that this year particularly will be a training ground of getting to know and understand the different movings of the Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit, being a person, has many expressions of His character and many expressions of His heart. And when we come to a place of intimacy with Him, we are ready to flow in the Spirit just as He determines and wills, sometimes gently, other times strongly, in all of the gifts of the Spirit. And you know, each one of you, even if you're 12 years old, can flow in the Holy Ghost. So there's going to be an outpouring of the Spirit that comes upon you. And I believe it'll be a dual thing. I believe, firstly, it will bring a sense of holiness to the fellowship that has never been seen before. That despite us being on a cement floor, a bitumen floor, that many will come in the worship and they'll just lay before the Lord, and you'll have people laying out before the Father, not saying a word. You'll have people coming into church, not even greeting people, but aware of the awe of the presence of God, just coming in quietly and just sitting. And you'll have that work of the Spirit as He draws you as a fellowship, but you'll also have a rise in the level of the flow of the Holy Ghost and revelation from heaven. There are going to be a release this year of keys of understanding of family circumstances that some of you have battled with for years. There's going to come a spirit of counsel released from heaven that would give you the wisdom of God as to how to deal with certain situations that there seems no answer to, that you need breakthrough in. It's a dual thing the Lord wants to do as He pours out His Spirit upon you. Firstly, that you might come and worship and come into intimacy with Him. But secondly, that you might open yourself up to be greater vessels of the Holy Spirit. That you might have a clarity and a sense of power as you minister to people. God's been doing a great preparing work in this fellowship all these years. Do you realize you've not yet stepped into what it is that the Father really has for this fellowship? I believe that this fellowship will see a great movement of people to the nations, a going out and a coming back, and a going out and a coming back, and a flowing in the nations of the earth. God has brought the nations in here, but there's going to come a time of releasing to the nations. I hadn't planned to say any of this. It's not in my notes. But this is what the Father wants to do. And you can read a book on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You can have all the theology. But unless you know the Holy Spirit, He is a teacher. Ask Him to teach you how to flow in the gifts. Now, there will be some gifts that you flow in more easily than others. If you're in an area where you counsel people, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom will be the ones that you desire. If you're a nurse, gifts of healing and faith will be close to your heart. And according to your personality and the ministry you're placed in right now, you will desire certain flows of the Spirit. But I'm saying to you today, be open to all the flows of the Holy Ghost and take that step. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Let Him set the boundaries, the standards, the morals, and that sense of excellence. Anyone who's went to see that Brad Pitt film will know exactly what I'm talking about. Has anyone been to see it? You're all very good people. You guys been to see it? Do you know that? Anyway. Just forget it. Listen, biggest enemy to us possessing what God says we can have and flowing in the realm of the Spirit and ministering in the supernatural is not the devil. The biggest enemy we have is this. That's the biggest enemy. Our reason, logic, our mind, intellect, our flesh, afraid of being wrong, concerned about what people will think. We're called to live out of here, not here. We're not going to have the gifts without relationship with the giver. Amen? I'm going to ask you today, is there anyone here that has never been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Desires to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Empowered of the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Anyone? We'll just wait a minute while you think about it. It's great if you are all baptized in the Spirit, empowered of Him. Do you want that level of relationship with the Spirit? Seriously, really, it will cost you. God will set new standards around about your life. Do you want that? You know, I want it. More and more, we are in a time where people are coming and they're sharing situations and problems that there's no human answer to. You know, sometimes I'll counsel people financially and they'll bring all of their accounts to me. And I'll say now, okay, is this all you've got? Oh, we forgot to tell you about the credit card that's maxed out. Okay, so we factor that in. Now, is that what we're looking at? Is that all we've got? We forgot to tell you about the second mortgage. And the problems and the difficulties people are in today are not like 10 years ago. They're not like 20 years ago. There's a compound effect because of the time we live in, the pressure people are under. And there are no answers in the natural to many of the situations people are facing. The only answers come from the wisdom of God. Now, how does the wisdom of God manifest in the earth? It manifests through you and me. You may have a trail of disaster behind you before Christ. You may have made some poor decisions in the past. But today, because of the blood of Jesus, you are a man or a woman of God. Even if you are 15, whether you're 70, you are a man. You are women of God, young women of God. You are young men of God. And when you begin to see yourself in the light of what Christ has done for you, you see yourself not as a failure, not as a one who has reaped difficulty or chosen poorly, but you see yourself empowered by the Spirit and enabled by the Spirit to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. All I'm doing today is opening you up in the realm of the Spirit. Do you realize that? You've had teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. You can read a book on it, but all I'm doing in the Spirit as a prophet is opening you up. Ephesians 4:11 and 12 says that the fivefold ministry gifts of Jesus are to equip the body. I'm equipping you. I'm acting as a coach today to say, come on, guys, you can do this. The Father desires to speak by His Spirit through you to be a blessing to other people. And how skillful and how accurate and the level of anointing you have as you minister the gifts of the Spirit is determined by you and your faith and your walk and your obedience to the Holy Spirit. If you start to relate to Him in intimacy every day and say, Holy Spirit, you lead me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, counsel me, keep me. Lord, show me your peace, show me your joy, tell me when to wait. Then the Spirit of God takes that invitation in and comes up close and walks with you. And then He places His thoughts into your heart. And then we need to learn what are His thoughts and what are Nola's thoughts. His thoughts always are thoughts of love. His thoughts always are thoughts of the integrity and character of the Father. His thoughts are always to meet the needs of men and women. His thoughts always are for a dying world. But He comes on close because He's welcome there. And we walk together. And He leads and He guides. And many times you find that you're flowing in the gifts of the Spirit and you aren't even aware that you're flowing in them. You're in a situation and your flesh is saying, Lord, you know, I need some help here. I have to give them an answer, and I don't know what to say in this situation, but I need some help. And rather than being in a corporate meeting when there's a flow of the Spirit anyway, and God gives you a prophecy or a word comes forth from the front, you just step out in faith and say, Holy Spirit, work a word of knowledge through me and a word of counsel. And you just begin to speak by faith. And you hear things coming out of your mouth that you don't even remember being taught, that you don't even remember knowing. And there's that flow of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit always flows. It's like a river. The flesh always starts and stops, chops and changes, has different levels, if you like. But the Holy Spirit flows, and there's a peace. And then you get to know the difference between what Nola says and what God says through Nola. Do you want the gifts of the Spirit? I long for the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are manifested through human vessels. And you know, we've got to be willing and we've got to let them flow, but then we've got to submit our flesh to the Spirit of God. Sometimes when you operate a word of knowledge, the human element can then reach out and show human love. God through human love by a hug or a touch. You know, I can remember being in a meeting and just being led of the Lord, going down an altar line and praying, and I went up to this woman and I just went like that. And she came up later and she said, no one has touched me for 20 years. She had tears in her eyes, and my mind was thinking, no one has touched you? No one? When you're led of the Spirit, yes, the word sometimes comes so clear and so sharp and you know it's God, but there are other times when you just desire to walk in the Spirit that you are led of the Spirit just to do these type of things. And they are a ministry of the Spirit in themselves. To reach out a hand, put your hand on someone's shoulder. Oh, you know, there's a quietness in here today because we can release the gifts, but I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit wants to walk with you. We've been through a time where there has been much revelation and many prophetic words. I have folders of prophetic words, hundreds of prophetic words, but we are right now in a time where the Holy Spirit is leading us personally. We're in a time where there won't be a great deal of direct words from heaven regarding geographical moves and jobs and marriage partners and ministries, where we're called to walk in maturity, weighing up whether we have the peace of God, whether the Holy Spirit inside of us is pleased with our decisions. It's a different time we live in now. We're called to walk with the Holy Spirit of God. Do you want that? You know, this meeting has taken a little bit of a different turn than I had planned and Paul had planned. But I can feel that. Can you feel that quietness? The Holy Spirit is drawing you and wooing you and calling you. And if you come today, I'll be really honest. If he calls you to a new level of relationship, there's a new level he has of expectation. That means he will cause you to lay down some things that were not a problem on this level, but now may be a problem. Some things that are not particularly bad, but some things that will grieve his heart if you continue. Look for his presence and walk in his presence. And then it'll be the easiest thing in the world to be his vessel. The easiest thing in the world to hear from heaven regarding the needs of men. And people will look at you and say, what is it about you? because the Spirit of God will dwell in you. Now, I want you to close your eyes for a moment. I don't want to talk. Just close your eyes and wait upon the Lord and weigh it up. Do you want that intimate walk of the Spirit, in the Spirit, by the Spirit? He's here this morning. He is here. And the Lord's just telling me to tell you that some of the areas you've struggled with, that you have attempted to overcome, to break addictions and bad habits and control, will begin to drop off when you move to this next level of relationship. They'll no longer be a problem. There's someone here that has a problem with smoking, that it just seems to have a grip on them. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, when you step into that new level, its power will be broken over you. There's a person here who drinks socially, but you know in your heart of hearts, and no one else knows, that you know that alcohol could really be a problem for you. You know that really it's a crutch for you. God's telling me to tell you that as you move into the next level of relationship, the power of that will be broken, because He will fill that need. There are people here this morning so fearful of the future, so concerned about where they're headed. And what I sense is you just can't see where God's leading. You just can't see change. I believe that your eyes are going to be open to see what it is that God has for you. I believe that today the Holy Spirit will give you, many of you, words of knowledge and counsel, wisdom about your own circumstances. Some of you will find a gift of faith deposited within your spirit today for your life. Some of you will find working of miracles, healings flow in your body. People are being healed right now. Some of you will go home with that gift of discerning of spirits released upon you and in you. And you will look at circumstances differently, whereby you've been looking at people's poor behavior. You will see that you're not dealing with flesh and blood. I just want to wait and let the Spirit of God move today. He is going to minister a lot of peace today. Confusion will be cut off. Fear will be dealt with in your thinking. Uncertainty. A lack of trust. We're going to let Him do it today.